The Capitol's still sorting through the scandal stemming from the IRS and scrutiny it applied to Tea Party groups looking for that tax-exempt status. Now, late yesterday, we found out that Lois Lerner, she's the head of the tax division on exempt organizations, the one in question, was put on administrative leave a day after she invoked her Fifth Amendment rights before a House committee. Listen.
I will not answer any questions or testify today.
Well, that's easy enough to understand. That's Lois Lerner at the IRS. Now, Daryl Issa, who's chairman of the House Reform and Oversight Committee, thinks that Lois Lerner's move is not playing well. He represents a lot of other people's views on this. Listen.
In her opening statement, she made assertions under oath in the form of testimony. Additionally, faced with the interview notes that we received at the beginning of the hearing, I asked her if they were correct, and she answered yes.
Now, the takeaway from what Issa is saying there is that her claim of Fifth Amendment rights is not effective, and he's going to call her again. We know that this story is not over. Far from it. Josh Green, senior national correspondent for Bloomberg Businessweek, has been following the story and joins me now. Hi, Josh.
Good to be with you.
Good to have you. Josh, the story has gotten a little bit confusing, and the reason I really wanted to have you on is to help us understand, after all of this testimony, and a lot of this is political, but a lot of this is real, and in terms of the real part and what the IRS did and what Lois Lerner did, help us understand what at this point do we know about what went on.
Well, what we mainly know comes from an inspector general's report, which looked into this scandal. This was released on May 14th. And what the report found was that over an 18-month period, IRS employees in Cincinnati, which handles applications for tax-exempt organizations, had employed what the IG called inappropriate criteria in identifying and slowing down the applications for tax-exempt status for about 400 groups, many of which were Tea Party, Patriot groups, had basically been sort of set aside and given extra scrutiny, which included inappropriate questions about what their political views were. And many of these groups remained in limbo for as long as 3 years.
A lot of people watching this then wonder, how could anyone have done this? I mean, it basically breaks all forms of propriety for the IRS, one of the most feared, hated, and known agencies of the federal government, to do this kind of thing. It's almost beyond comprehension that somebody thought this was a good idea.
Exactly. And that is why you see members of both parties jumping all over the IRS and its senior leadership for this scandal. The question, though, that we're getting some illumination on but not a satisfying answer to is, was this something that was directed and orchestrated by the Obama administration to punish its political enemies? Or is this simply a case of an agency that was overwhelmed, that didn't have clear orders, and that used very bad judgment? And from my view, what's come out over this week of congressional hearings and also the IG's report is that it really tends a little bit toward the latter. It's clear that the organization was overwhelmed. The IRS has had to deal with all sorts of problems. Changes to the tax code have flooded the tax-exempt group in particular with hundreds of thousands of applications. And that's in addition to the 237 million tax returns that the IRS processes every year. And then on top of that, the IRS has actually had to deal with budget cuts from the sequester. It's actually closed today because all its workers have been furloughed.
Well, that's all true, Josh, except that the bad behavior in question happened long before sequestration
true.
Was even a word that we ever said. I mean, remember those days? Well, I want to ask you about Lois Lerner, because to respond to this, President Obama and Jack Lew, the Treasury Secretary, got the resignation of the acting head of the IRS. He's gone, Steve Miller. But a lot of people in Washington are saying Lois Lerner, who took the Fifth and said, I've done nothing wrong, she's head of this division. She has to go. Why hasn't she been fired?
She hasn't been fired because she's a civil servant, and it is very difficult to fire a civil servant. Instead, the acting commissioner, Danny Werfel, reportedly asked for her resignation. She refused, and so she's been placed on administrative leave, which is sort of the best you can do under civil service laws.
Well, one wants to think that the president of the United States can fire whomever in the administration he wants, but I guess it's not the case. Josh Green, senior national correspondent for Bloomberg Businessweek. Thanks, Josh.
Good to be with you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.